through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim. How are you
today? Kia ora. I'm good, and I've got a co-host.
Hey, Remy. How are you?
Little 9 months old Remy. I reckon you can hear how he is. He's pretty snotty.
Hey, what's
He's
up, Remy?
He's doing some heavy breathing.
Oh, mate.
I've got two parts today, but okay. we will see if I get to the second one before my co-host is ready to bail.
Excellent. What's going on in the media?
Well, the first one that I wanted to cover is that on the 16th of May, the Herald carried a headline saying proposal to change fair pay agreements condemned by UN agency, Business NZ. And this was essentially a lie.
Ooh, drama.
Yeah, so the fair pay agreements was condemned by Business New Zealand, and those guys are the ones who put out a press release, which became the basis for reporting in the media, which was very, very bad reporting on the UN component of it. So the story said that the UN's International Labour Organization had placed New Zealand alongside Afghanistan and Venezuela and just ahead of Nigeria on a list of, quote, worst case breaches of international labour treaties.
Jeez.
For this new proposed law, the fair pay agreements. The thing is, that list that the UN has, it's not called the worst case breaches of international law treaties or anything of the sort. This is a warning, this is pretty boring, but this is its actual name. Preliminary list of cases as submitted by the Social Partners Committee on the Application of Standards, which basically means someone submitted this for us to review, so we will discuss it at the UN. And
I agree with Remy on that
one.
Yeah.
You know, he gets it.
The
kid gets it.
Solidarity forever.
Pretty dramatic other component that we would appear just after Nigeria, right? That sounds pretty scary for things like, you know, honouring our business obligations and international trade treaties. Well, we appear right next to Nigeria because the list was ordered alphabetically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, so, Remy.
The Business New Zealand chief executive has been asserting that the new fair pay agreements legislation breaches a UN rule called ILO Convention 98. The UN have never said that. At this point, the UN did review the fair pay agreements legislation and they had no recommendations to review or change it. Business New Zealand's misuse of this UN document in the process in the media is so egregious that the Auckland Council are seeking an explanation from them because they're a member. The council was a member of Business New Zealand. On why they weren't consulted and how all of this happened. This is set against the backdrop of their membership being due for renewal on the 30th of June, which I'm assuming is probably the case for all of their members.
Yeah.
And Business New Zealand, they've got like billboards up at the moment. They've come out swinging against the fair pay agreements proposed legislation. They've got a billboard saying 10% of workers want an FPA, 100% of workers have to get one. That is also a lie. Under the legislation, any agreement would have to be ratified by a majority of workers in a workplace. So Media Watch at RNZ, they've requested comment from Business New Zealand. So far, I haven't got any reply.
Right.
The Auckland Council and the Mayor are in a similar position. I think we're there awaiting an explanation for all of this as well. But pretty bad reporting.
Yeah, it's some shonky-ass reporting.
Yeah, I mean, lobbyists will lobby. That's kind of what goes on. But it's the promulgation of this line and this press release through the media that's the concerning thing. And it does happen quite a bit when you have poorly resourced newsrooms and journalists who can't take the time or don't have sort of the expertise to, like, actually critique these press releases and just run with the with the contents of them.
Totally.
And Remy's not happy about it.
No, I'm with Remy on this one, to be honest. Like,
speaking truths.
Solidarity with the workers, you know. Fair pay agreements tend to be something that workers are pretty keen on, and when you hear a lot of pushback against it, you got to ask why.
Yeah, and who it's coming from in particular.
Exactly. What's your number two today?
Number two is a piece that caught my attention in The Diplomat. I'll just read from the headline. Hong Kong is unrecognisable after 2 years under the national security law. So in 2019, there was this bill proposed by mainland China for Hong Kong, and commonly it's known as the national security law. And it proposed a huge raft of changes to people's freedoms, and in particular, Hong Kong's press freedoms. Mm-hmm. And it drew huge protests at the time. It got passed in June 2020, and the law, among other things, established four particular crimes. They were secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign organisations. So under the new law, verbal promotion of Hong Kong's secession from China is considered a crime.
Remy's got some reckons on that one too.
That's it. That's the thing. It. He's not happy.
No.
And basically, like, against this backdrop, so Hong Kong changed sovereignty from Britain and the UK in 97 to mainland China. And they've basically just been in free fall in terms of press freedom ever since. They went in 2002, they were 18th in the world for press freedom, and today they're 148th. 2 weeks ago, there was an outlet called FactWire, which used this really like interesting crowdfunding model to produce Chinese language investigative journalism. It announced that it was shutting its doors with immediate effect. That made it the 10th Hong Kong news organisation to close in less than 12 months. There's a scorekeeper called Freedom in the World, which is Freedom House's annual report on political rights and civil liberties. Mm-hmm. And Hong Kong's total freedom score has dropped by 12 points in 2 years.
Wow.
Previously it was 55 out of 100. This year it got 43. That's the third worst decline in the world after Myanmar and Afghanistan.
Far out.
Which respectively experienced a military coup and got taken over by Taliban.
Far out.
So there's like five factors that the diplomat have sort of listed to contribute to the score, and they centre a lot around the media. They are demolition of independent media, journalists added to a growing list of political prisoners, growth of mainland-style state media, internet censorship and surveillance, and attempted erasure of Tiananmen Square collective memory. So it's just kind of a really sad global story of press freedoms being eroded, and all of the bad things that the protesters thought were going to happen, absolutely happening in Hong Kong.
Crikey. Well, thank you for bringing us those stories this morning to you and your co-host Remy today. I've really enjoyed his feedback on this one. It's been really insightful, I think, you know, added to the discourse very well there. Cheers for that one, Tim.
He's an interesting guy, but don't get into too heated political conversations with him because I'm not sure what way he swings yet.
So. Yet to be decided. Hey, thanks, Tim. Have a fantastic morning and a nice long weekend. We'll see you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.